If society is built on shallow, self-serving assurances, what collapses when God exposes the foundations? Are we ready to return to biblical truth and accountable leadership, both in the church and in the public square? Let's dive in. To the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you're having a great Tuesday morning on your drive into work today. We are changing hearts so that we can change the public square. We do this by defending and advancing biblical values. So what are we talking about today? Today is Old Testament Tuesday. Bum, bum, bum. And it is a great day to dive into the Old Testament. One of the reasons why we go into the Old Testament is because so many of us as born-again believers have not done our due diligence in the Old Testament. And so we want to make sure that we're hitting the whole counsel of God's Word. So we are enjoying ourselves in the book of Ezekiel. And we're in Ezekiel chapter 13. If you like these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. It's important to heart change in the public square. So as a disclaimer today, we're going to talk about some pretty hot topics because we're living in a time and age where people are saying peace, peace, peace in the Middle East. And we're going to look at what God had to say about those days and maybe referring to today, but probably it was more or less referring to Jerusalem and what Ezekiel was seen in his time and day. But anyways, maybe we can learn something from it and dive into God's word. So it says, Ezekiel, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, whose word? The word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, prophesy against the prophets. So the beginning of this chapter lays out who the message is to. They're the prophets of Israel who prophesy and say to those who prophesy for their own inspiration. So these prophets are prophesying from their own inspiration. And he says, I want you to speak to them. He says, listen to what the word of the Lord says. Thus saith the Lord God, woe to you, or woe to the foolish prophets who are fooling their own spirit. So first off, we see that these prophets are deceiving themselves and having seen nothing, that they haven't seen anything. O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes among the ruins. You have not gone up into the breaches, nor did you build the wall around the house of Israel to stand in the battle on the day of the Lord. They see falsehood and lying divination, who are saying, the Lord declares, when the Lord has not sent them, yet they hope for the fulfillment of their word. This is so important. We're seeing peace, peace in the Middle East, and we need to be very careful about this. And if we call ourselves a prophet, we need to be very careful about that as well, because the reality is that these false prophets in Israel's day are being warned about declaring things that God hasn't sent to them and bringing about hope for the fulfillment of their words, not God's word. He says, did you not see a false vision and speak a lying divination when you say, the Lord declares, but it is not I who have spoken. You know, I know at different circles, some people will say, well, the Lord said this, the Lord said that. Sometimes I probably am guilty of that myself. But we need to be very careful when we do that. We need to maybe use a little bit softer language. I believe the Lord has laid this on my heart, or I'm not a prophet, but, you know, with a little disclaimer. Because when we say we're quoting the Lord and we're not, it's big trouble. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because you have spoken falsehood and seen a lie, therefore, behold, I'm against you. God does not like false prophets. He doesn't like false testimony, false representation of himself. In fact, he says here very clearly that he is against those who practice such things. So my hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and utter lying divinations. They will have no place in the council of my people, nor will they be written down in the register of the house of Israel, nor will they enter the land of Israel, that they may know that I am the Lord God. So there's some things here that as you go into the public square today, you want to be very careful of because as Christians, we can get kind of loose with our words at times. I know I've been guilty of this myself, but we need to be careful of saying the Lord said, God said this, God said that. And to really know that we can have a relationship with him, that he can speak to us, he can speak to our hearts and to our minds, but out of great reverence for God and out of great respect and out of humility that we could be wrong, I think is probably the biggest thing. Verse 10, it is definitely because they have misled my people by saying peace when there is no peace. And this is why I was saying peace, peace in the Middle East. We're hearing that all on the news today. And when anyone builds a wall, behold, they plaster it over with whitewash. So tell those who plaster it over with whitewash that it will fall. A flooding rain will come and you, the flooding rain will come and you, O hailstones, will fall. And a violent wind will break out. Behold, the wall has fallen. Will you not be asked, where is the plaster which we plastered it? So you remember when Jesus said something like whitewashed tombs or this false plastering that he's talking about here? He says, where are you going to be? Like, where's our plaster? This plaster is no good. It's just a fake, what do they call it? Mirage? I can't remember that word, but it's like a fake fascia on this wall. It says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make a violent wind break out in my wrath. There will also be in my anger a flooding rain and hailstones to consume it in my wrath. So I will tear down the wall which you plastered over with whitewash and bring it down to the ground so that its foundations is laid bare. And when it falls, you will be consumed in its midst and you will know that I am the Lord. Do you see what he just did there? He's talking about our false securities. You know, we are seeing attacks and they're saying it's skirmishes and they're wondering if the peace in the Middle East is going to last. You know, is it a true peace? Is it not a true peace? Thus, I will spend my wrath on the wall and on those who plastered it over with whitewash. And we got to be careful. And I will say to you, the wall is gone and its plasters are gone. So the prophets were bringing in this message of peace, and there really wasn't peace. And so they try to clean things up for everyone so they would feel good about themselves. And I would just say to you, in the state of Washington, we are in a place of utter despair in the sense of we've set laws that are against God's commands. We've started practicing items that do not honor and glorify God, like transitioning our kids, aborting our kids, overtaxing widows, you know, moving the government into the benevolent programs, exchanging of wealth, all the stuff that are just not honoring to God. And we can try to whitewash it, but we need revival in Olympia. We need revival in the local government. We need revival everywhere we go. Because unless the heart changes, the policies won't change. Along with the prophets of Israel who prophesied to Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for when there is no peace, declares the Lord God. Okay, I've emphasized that. Now, you son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who are prophesying from their own inspirations. So these people are prophesying from their own inspirations, and Ezekiel's being instructed to prophesy against them. And say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women who sew magic bands on all wrists and make veils for their heads of persons of every stature to hunt down lives. Will you hunt down the lives of my people, but preserve the lives of others for yourself? For handfuls of barley and fragments of bread. Now remember, in Jerusalem, they're starving right now. And so these women, in this particular case, are falsely prophesying. They have external, you know, garments on that make them look really holy or spiritual. Yet for a handful of barley, they're stealing the very food out of the mouths of people who need it. You have profaned me to my people to put to death some who should not die and to keep others alive who should not live. He's saying, you're stealing food from good people, and the bad people who are doing these false prophecies are living. They're not starving to death when it should be the other way around. And he says, my people to put to death some who should not die, and to keep others alive whom should not live, but you, by your lying to my people who listen to your lies. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against your magic bands by which you hunt lives. These are as birds, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let them go, even those lives whom you hunt as birds. I will tear off your veils and deliver my people from your hands, and they will no longer be in your hands to be hunted, and you will know that I am the Lord. What is the outcome? That they may know that I am the Lord. I think that's the third time, maybe it's the second time, that he says, this is the reason. I want you to know that I am the Lord. Because you've disheartened the righteous with falsehood, when I did not cause him grief, but having encouraged the wicked not to turn from his wicked way and preserve life. This verse 22, this is incredibly important about the days and ages that we're living in. He said, because you've caused disheartenedness in the righteous, but the wicked are, you know, they seem to be prospering. You've done it backwards. Therefore, you women will no longer see false visions or practice divination, and I will deliver my people out of your hands. Thus saith the Lord. Thus you will know that I am the Lord. There it is again. Thus you will know that I am the Lord. So a lot of Ezekiel's message for his day was so that people would know that God is God. So what can we learn for our public square? Encourage civic truthfulness. Ezekiel 13 warns against leaders and prophets who share false self-serving messages and fool society into complacency by proclaiming peace when there is no peace. That's number one. Number two, promote accountable leadership. God holds false prophets responsible for misleading the people. And finally, safeguard communal foundations. The imagery of untempered mortar and crumbling walls illustrates what happens when collective projects, laws, and movements are built on shallow or dishonest foundations. So this was a little bit more headier of a day, but I hope you understand that Ezekiel's speaking both to his day and to our day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray over our words. And I know we can get careless with our words, and we can get careless when we say you've spoke and maybe you haven't spoken. We can say peace, peace, peace in the Middle East, and Lord, maybe there's not peace. God, we ask that you would first and foremost forgive us of any time that we have misrepresented you. Go before us today, surround us today. Allow our words to bring honor and glory to you. Let them be words of encouragement. Let them be founded in your word and grounded in your word and spoken from your word. And let us not bring a false lull or sense of security to people who are going to face your judgment. Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.